morning. Today is Thursday, April the 26th. Joining us this morning, we got a, can I say dynamic duo?
Yes.
I mean, you're both wearing the kind of funny headgear this morning, so.
This is all natural.
All right. Well, you want to introduce your guest, sir?
Absolutely. I brought with me our new commander, Captain Stacy Barr, new commander for the Humboldt Area CHP office, and pleasure to bring her in here, I'm sure.
Stacy, you want to introduce your compadre?
Sure. Officer Paul Kraft, he's our public information officer, but I'm sure you're already aware of that.
Yeah. I just kind of thought, you know, even playing field so far.
People have already deleted my previous interviews off your podcast.
Yeah. Well, you know, at least you know that we're predictable.
Yeah.
So, new game in town? What do you think?
I absolutely love it here. I love the weather, whether it's sunshining or fog is in. I love it. The weather energizes me, absolutely.
You probably don't normally get referred to as a Valley Girl.
No. That's a first.
What's the biggest difference between this assignment and your previous ones?
Ooh, that's a great question. Previous assignments all been south of here. This has always been a great vacation spot for myself and my family, so to be able to live here and work here has been a dream come true.
So you're familiar with the neighborhood, so to speak.
Absolutely. And it's everything it was when I was vacationing. It's just better because I get to wake up to it every day instead of just occasionally.
I've not asked Paul this question. Well, I guess maybe I did because we found out about the Coastie stuff in the history.
We have talked about that.
Was this something you wanted or something you were assigned?
It's something I had to apply for, so it's definitely something I wanted.
Specific to
the location and the position.
Okay, so you just didn't get anointed somewhere in the system and said, oh, by the way, Stacy, you you might want to be selling your house. You're going to be headed to, okay. What makes this one different? Is it a step up the ladder? Because one of the frustrations, Stacy, I know that I've had and others have had, and particularly the last couple of guys, because they were locals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Adam certainly was, well, he still is, and Brent, is you really celebrate when it's a local. Because you say, okay, these guys, they know where they're from. They got family here. They're connected here. Everybody can give them a hard time at the grocery store because everybody grew up with them here. They're locked.
Yes.
But locked never seems to stay. What's your impression? You hope for 4 or 5 years here? Or is this where you want to stay?
I have 7 years left on, probably left to get to 30. But I may stay
30 years old?
Yes.
Paul, I'm having to fill these things in for you here, man. This is your chance to score points with her, not mine.
I work for her.
Yeah.
My husband's younger, so I plan to work longer. I love it here. My in-laws live 2 hours north of here in Brookings. My kids are almost grown and out of the house, so we can kind of live anywhere we want to, and this is not a bad place to land.
I can appreciate that. Brookings, huh?
Yes. What,
did Paul tell you we have the two stations in Brookings also?
He did not.
Yeah, we got you surrounded. One way, or you've got us surrounded. I'm not sure which way it goes.
Or we're circling each other.
Yeah, doing the dance. I would imagine for both of you, some of the stuff that's happened in the last, 4 weeks since we got together are kind of gut check moments. Are there things that the Highway Patrol is doing in light of some of the actions that have been going on? Or is it training that's a little bit different? Is it an awareness that's a little bit heightened? How does a statewide agency react to some of the current activities that are out there so that you may be able to prevent something? I know we don't have a Waffle House in the neighborhood, but that kind of scenario from happening here.
From an officer standpoint, it's more, I wouldn't say we're doing additional training because I think we do all the training we can do to be as safe as we can on the road, to identify issues if we come across something on a traffic stop. You know, our role is a little different than standard law enforcement where they're responding to calls or they're in, going to businesses and homes where we're contacting people on the side of the road.
But some of the chases that have gone on, or the tracking of folks after the event.
True.
You guys would be involved with that.
Well, you also have to consider that for a person to get from point A to point B, they're going to travel a roadway, which is going to, you know, bring us into contact.
Involve a car, which involves your ag.
Right. So, you know, it's just reminding officers to be vigilant and be aware. The flip side of that is, I guess there is some additional training, which we've been doing it for several years now, but it's active shooter response. So we do work closely with the local agencies, fire, the other police stations and the officers, the sheriff's department, even with the casinos. I mean, those would be high target areas, as along with schools as well. We do work with the casinos and training and preparing for something you hope never happens. But we do train and prepare for that as best we can.
With the legalization and, I guess, coming out of the woods with some of the grows or the growers, that's certainly a different dynamic that's in play, where money may be at the casino. The marijuana certainly is a liquid asset for a lot of folks. The fact that those targets are mobile on the road, does that throw a different level on top?
Well, that's been an issue here for ages, as far as it being transported and moved and the possibility of coming into contact.
But the legalization of it, does that change anything, or just paying more attention to what's going on around you?
It's almost less attention with the more legalization of it. It's definitely changes your perspective a little bit, and you kind of back off.
It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and The Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long, on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Paul
Kraft.
No. I was going to say Paul the PIO, and I just didn't quite. It made you kind of almost sound like short. A Muppet.
We'll start talking in some funny, squeaky voice.
Well, no, and like I didn't want to give Stacy that ammo for future references.
That'll be on our Facebook page now. Just get a picture of me. Yeah. Paul the PIO.
And Stacy Barr, she's the new law in town, so to speak. Have you had a chance yet, Stacy, to talk to a lot of the other folks in the area, the other titles, if you will, sheriff and the various, well, of
course, yes, you
can't talk to the Arcata police chief because Tom's not there anymore, but
the interim.
There,
yes.
Definitely. Yeah, kind of acclimate or get to know the players, so to speak?
I have. What's nice about being state agency is we get to interact with all the other agencies. And that's what I think that makes us effective, is the fact that we can come in, we can use all of our state resources and help the local allied agencies out, and vice versa. It's a great team concept, and this, good Lord.
Region?
Yes, this region is even friendlier than a lot of them I've worked with. Some are so large.
I would think just the isolation compared to some of the other areas. You know, everybody has to work with each other because there's not another town 10 minutes away. Or 5 minutes away, or this huge population where there's just, you know, badges all over the place. You almost have to be coordinated.
It's true, but I mean, there's a definite sincerity in the teamwork here, which is nice. It's a great place to live and work, for sure.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like we're forced to work together. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, when we've talked before, working in Hoopa for 2 years and working with the sheriff's department while I was out there, and CHP, it was such a close relationship. When I joined CHP, my first office was in Salinas, and working in that county there, there was not a tight relationship. Not that it was bad, but they didn't work the same way that we do here. I just assumed that a sheriff's deputy would be coming to back me up on a call, or we'd be friendly and helping each other out on stuff. And you just didn't see that. Not that they weren't friendly, just it hadn't been done over the years.
The culture
each did your own thing, right? And it was great to come back up here when I got back up here 10, 11 years ago, and to get back into that swing where you're working side by side with CHP and the sheriff, Arcata, Eureka.
Even Fortuna.
And Fortuna, times, yeah. Rio Del. Make sure I'm touching on everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Cover all bases.
Trinidad comes back, Blue Lake. Those were all good relationships.
Having the tribal police, is that an extra asset that a lot of communities either don't have a strong working relationship, or there's the turf protection? I think that's probably the non-PC way of saying what you guys were just alluding to, that, you know, my fiefdom, my kingdom, you know, and if I need help, I'll ask you.
Yeah, I know they've definitely had some ups and downs out there, and they're really working hard to build the department back up there, getting officers that are, I think right now, you know, they have some that are cross-deputized with the sheriff's department. You have some that are federally certified, and I think some that are just new hires that they're looking to get trained. I teach at the CR Academy for a couple of classes, and they've been putting several people through, new hires through each class recently. I think that's great. And, you know, we have the Willow Creek substation there, or our Willow Creek resident post that we respond from. And our guys spend a lot of time on the reservation. They're working side by side with them. Obviously, we want them to be as well trained and as any other officer is, so that we have the same level of training and respond to things in a safe and appropriate manner too, because you're pretty isolated out there. And there was plenty of nights when I worked where my backup was at least an hour away. It could be scary at times. So it's important that we are out there working together, especially in that area.
Stacy, when you talk to your peers throughout the state, I realize, you know, the chair is barely warm, but okay. What do they say? Are they sympathetic? Are they excited for you? These relationships we've been talking about, is that something that you're hoping that maybe you can model through the rest of the state, or kind of motivate other agencies to kind of start breaking down some of those communication barriers?
I think, like we talked about earlier, a lot of people don't know where Humboldt County is. Most of them think it's so isolated and you can't get to it. The main question I usually get is, how long does it take you to get there? I said, well, it depends on where you are and how fast you drive.
But how many cops there are out
that's
here?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. But I think the stigma is that it's isolated and that it's difficult to get to. And Humboldt County is one of the most beautiful parts of the state, and people are missing out.
Your choices to get here are less than they are if you got, you know, 15 interstate highways within a 10-mile area.
That's true.
But it might be quicker.
Well, I think
because
that,
we don't have right? the traffic.
I was going to say it's a bonus for us because it prevents too many people from coming here. But it's one of the most beautiful parts of the state, and that's what I usually tell people is I'm very fortunate. I came in behind a commander that was a local, two commanders that were local, and the area is running great. So I'm very fortunate to be able to come in behind two very well-connected commanders because those relationships are already established.
That's what I was going to ask you. Following the double local, is it easier or is it more challenging?
I think it's great because the relationships are so good that I've come into open arms, basically, and everyone's been very helpful. And everyone I've run into locally, even when I'm working or even when I'm not working, have been super friendly and very helpful to me.
Just semi-regular people?
Everyone. I get a few one-fingered waves, but that's okay.
Well, that's just because you keep flashing your badge. Yeah, it's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 836. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with the new, Captain Commander. I like that. I like that hyphen thing. Normally, I'm not a hyphen kind of guy, but I like it with a title. Stacy Barr. And Paul Kraft, who's the PIO.
Thank you.
And likes cookies.
I can't disagree with you.
You are statements. You are so cooked, buddy.
The PO.
Yeah. Now, you guys oftentimes are challenged, like all other law enforcement agencies in the area, about getting people, getting the right people, getting the right profile, getting people who want careers, you know, all the things that you look for. Paul, earlier you had indicated and shared that you teach out at the academy, out at CR. Is there all elements of law enforcement represented through that academy, or does it focus on the street officer rather than, let's say, management training or dispatch or the non-sworns or some of the other areas that are all part of law enforcement but may not have all the glory of getting your own vehicle and being outside?
No. Well, they have two aspects there at the College of the Redwoods, because they have a post academy, which is for peace officers, and then they have administration of justice program there. So through that, I haven't had any involvement with that, but I would imagine that, you know, there are classes that would refer to the other aspects of the career field, whether it's through management or dispatching or clerical side of that, and having a base knowledge to work in an office. But the post academy there is specific for law enforcement, and they don't necessarily have— not everyone there is sponsored by an agency going through. There are people that pay their own way through the academy. So,
now, does that replace the big post out of Sacramento?
Post is a supervising group over law enforcement in California, peace officers.
Standards and training.
They set the standards.
Right. And so all law enforcement in California has to abide by what they require.
But the training that the officers go through once they're on board, is out of Sacramento?
For our agency.
The teaching that I do is basically secondary. That's not associated with the Highway Patrol, but I do at least bring my background and knowledge to there, even though I don't teach CHP policy procedures at the CR Academy. However, it is a good place to— we've had a couple, including myself, people that go through that CR Academy or other post academies, because there are other colleges throughout the state that train officers, and then they turn around and go through our academy and become CHP officers.
Finishing school.
Yeah. You know, I found myself way more prepared going to the CHP Academy, having not only gone through an academy already and have a foundation of the knowledge so that I could focus on other areas of the training while at the CHP Academy, but I also got that 2 years of experience working for another agency, having contact with people, making traffic stops, dealing with calls, working people's problems out for them, which is what we spend most of our time doing.
I don't think in all the years— I just have a new question.
Okay.
The fact that we've got the Coasties here, is it like the Marines? Once a Coastie, always a Coastie?
Well, it's funny you talk about Coasties too, because I had a chance to meet Captain Barr's husband, and he is a Coast Guard reservist, right? And so bonded and connected and found a shared common ground there.
Do folks from the Coast Guard make good CHP officers? Is that
absolutely 100%? They're probably the cream of the crop when it comes to
My follow-up to that, sir, before you jumped and pounced, was, is that a good source for all elements of, whether it's administration, dispatch, I know you guys want to talk a little bit about, and everything, because of the culture. Not necessarily the experience, but the culture of that.
So I had a chance to work at our academy, too. And I will tell you that, yes, and I'm sure Captain Barr has an opinion on it as well. Coming from a military background, it's absolutely a huge bonus to recruiting an officer. That the experience and the training, the just the, you know, the development that a person gets from going through that, even if it's just a, you know, 4-year tour, you're not talking about a 10 or 12, 15-year military veteran, that's invaluable, that experience that you get. However, I have met so many people and had the good pleasure of training some of them and working with them that come from all different backgrounds, because we go out, we talk to, we meet, we deal with people from every different background. So if we had everybody in our department was military background and had the same stringent, rigid, you know, nature and demeanor, we would never be able to connect with everybody in the state, or at least try to. It's important that we have people from different backgrounds, because when I was teaching at the academy, we were had this huge influx of people that were coming from the housing market was crashing, and they were coming from that background. They are able to go out there and sympathize with people, empathize with them when they stop, and are able to talk to them, connect with them in a way that maybe I couldn't or another officer could.
Yeah, when you say attention, huh?
Yeah.
Stacy, what thoughts do you have? Are the Coastie's a good source?
Yeah, any military is a good source. They're usually very successful at the academy, but I had no military background when I came on. So.
Well, that's not like a negative.
No, but my point is that you don't have to have a military background to be successful to go through the academy.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and Fly Humboldt remind you that flying local is buying local and supports local jobs and investment. Fly Humboldt is a community-based coalition of businesses, organizations, and citizens dedicated to getting more flights to more destinations. We know that reliable and affordable air service is a critical part of a healthy community. For more information, visit flyhumboldt.org or find us on Facebook.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time's 8:47. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Paul Kraft and Stacy Barr from the California Highway Patrol Swamp Division. Paul, as you're looking at dispatch, or Stacy, you know, fresh eyes, what is it that is the biggest challenge for people who might have inclination or want a local job and they want to stay and really have a career in law enforcement, but they don't want to be swinging a gun around or have that personal vulnerability?
Yeah. Well, working as a dispatcher with us is a great opportunity to have a career, great career, good pay and benefits, staying at home. But the flip side of that is it's not as easy as just walking in and getting on the microphone and start talking and pushing buttons. It takes a lot of training. The background is pretty rigid. We talked a little bit about in the break about the standards and losing a lot of potential candidates through the background process because of drug use. There are different standards for the different types of drugs that are out there right now as far as a time period between use or any use at all. You know, it'd take a while to go through all of those. But
does prescription drugs or do prescription drugs kick somebody out?
They can if during the background in the interviews it's determined that they were abused. That could potentially
be a problem. Sure, but if you're following protocol or following the doctor's instructions, that doesn't
knock you out. That in itself is not
knock you out.
Right. That's as long as you're following the prescription, if you used your prescription medications properly, typically not an issue. I would say, though, that I would hijack this for a second to say that we are recruiting actively beginning today for dispatchers with the state of California, and we would love dispatchers here in Humboldt County. So we're recruiting locally between today and May 24th. There's information posted on our Humboldt Facebook page, which is, you search Facebook at CHP Humboldt. We have information posted on there, chpcareers.com. can log on there, and it has all the information. It'll direct you through filling out the preliminary application to get started and get your information into the system so that you can receive info from us in the state. Also, in the past, we've done...
You know, is it like being an officer where you go through the process and you don't know where you're going to end up? Or is dispatch something where if somebody wanted to work out of the Arcata office, they could apply for the position at the Arcata office?
They can. When people fill out applications for a dispatch position, they become, and they pass all the testing, they're placed on an eligibility list. And every dispatch center in the state has access to that eligibility list. So if they want to apply to a specific dispatch center, and when there are openings there, which we actually have openings right now, they can apply for those openings as long as they're on that eligibility list. And we can hire from that.
Basically type in, want a job with the CHP, and you'll find it somehow.
Google works wonders, not to promote them, but CHP Humboldt
will
take you to our Facebook page.
All right, or if you see Paul walking around, look for Paul the PIO and ask him. Thanks for coming in. Nice to have you on board.
Thank you,
Brian.
See everybody tomorrow.